Well, hello and welcome. I'm here with Catherine, who is a student of Mastering Alchemy Level 1. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Pam. It's great to be here.
Great to be here with you. Catherine had a great question about something that we have covered in class, and I wanted to bring that forward and answer her question in this format so that it can help everyone. And her question was about neutrality. I want to talk about that for just a minute. It was back in August in the path that I walked with the archangels and ascended masters and mastering alchemy that Lord Metatron came forward, and he talked about and gifted us the template of neutrality. Now, neutrality is a word we've all heard about, so how would he gift us that? Well, he brought it down as a really important tool to use now and moving forward to help us stay out of the reaction, to help us be more in that observer role throughout our life. And I know, Catherine, you've had some really good experiences using your tools and how they've benefited you. And I see this as really a template, if you will. But it's not neutrality alone. Neutrality is really about not choosing sides. And it's just like it sounds. It embodies that word being neutral. Yet if we walk around just neutral, it's almost like we could be void of emotion, right?
Right.
So the interesting thing with this template is we bring and draw down neutrality, but we add what Metatron called a mid-level word. And I want to say, what is a mid-level word? What he meant by that was all words hold a frequency and a vibration. So we want to take that word neutrality, which is neutral. We don't really want to walk around neutral. We want to add something to that. So a mid-level word is a word like balance or ease or happy. And they make a wonderful fit because then you're feeling the effect of I'm neutral, but I'm also holding my space in this other frequency. And an amazing thing happens, several amazing things. It really enhances your ability to observe and not be the effect of. And Catherine, have you ever been in this situation where you've met with a friend for coffee and she's telling you about her difficult times, difficult experience, and you were having a great day, but you walked away feeling not so good?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. When you're in that neutral state, you're able to hold your space without feeling her stuff. And the amazing thing happens is there's a ripple effect. So as you were to hold this neutrality, and let's say you're sitting even in that moment and you know she needs some support, so maybe you bring in compassion. And as you just hold your energy in that space, neutral or neutrality, with compassion added, an amazing thing happens. Your friend, if she chooses, will certainly, unconsciously even, notice your energy and notice where you're vibrating at. And she'll be able to say, oh, I think I'd like some of that, and with a breath can choose to feel better and most likely will be uplifted from that ripple effect. And you'll walk away not the effect of. So imagine you can see how that's something that would really benefit in multiple ways. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Here's another really amazing piece. The funny thing for me was in my class when this was brought forward, I happened to be on jury duty that week. And I laughed out loud because, I mean, can you imagine a better time to be neutral?
Right, right.
You know? And I really had been wearing the word justice all week.
Oh.
So I did make... Yeah, which seems fitting and appropriate. I wanted justice to be served, right? But I liked the idea of neutrality for many reasons, but in that example, it was very fitting, and so I wore that and was really, it was amazing how different I was able to observe when people came forward to present this case, which went all week long. Here's another really important thing. In class, we worked on this for for a few weeks, and Metatron really stressed the importance, not just for present time, but even for the future. Look at the world events. We've been through some pretty big, tumultuous events, yet they're not even always our events. Think of 9/11 as an example.
Right.
Unless you personally knew someone there, it did happen to our country and our world, but it wasn't really all of our stuff. But we certainly felt that ripple effect going out of fear and disaster, right?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
I find when you are able to be centered and grounded and hold your space in a word like neutrality, that you can also see any event from a different side. And you most certainly can lend more divine support, both in that ripple effect and in how you choose. Here's the biggest piece for me. You know, we're all come into this body and we're a little bit hardwired, if you will. Some of us instinctively react, meaning, look at, have you ever been startled and you jump and you might even yell?
Right.
Some people startle very easily and some don't. Well, it's just an automatic response. And the minute we have a thought or an experience that triggers, there goes the hormonal reaction. The adrenaline mm-hmm. picks up, cortisol, and the flight or fight turns on. Now, that's purposeful, but most of the time, it's not. Most of the time, it's just our body reaction in the habit and pattern that's been with us for a long time. But what Metatron explained and was valuable for me and for all of us is that when we really embody and anchor in this neutral and balance or ease or well-being, that our brain actually begins to override those old triggers. Those old patterns. That's big, right?
That's wonderful, yes.
You think of me, and I even shared this with you earlier. I've been really working and doing lots of different healings around allowing my body to remain neutral and at ease because I was that person that could sit through a movie on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in the movie, right? I really wasn't in the experience. I was the observer. So does it benefit me to get all charged up? Not really.
No, right.
So I find this really important, and most of all, within the family situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing great stories, and it's been great for me to experience with a 10-year-old to be neutral, because who can rock our worlds more than our families, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's
definitely.
Been, you know, it's been amazing to talk to him about that too and help him not react to things and help him realize that there can be another way. So do you have any thoughts or questions about what I've said so far?
No, that's wonderful. It makes a lot of sense.
It's been wonderful for me, and it's something that I've really felt is very important to share. But we can talk about it all day, and that's fine, but let's experience it, shall we?
Oh, yes, thank you. That'd be great.
Okay. So what I want to do is just go into a little bit of a working meditation, and your choice, and for all those who are listening later on, your choice if your eyes open, eyes closed. But let's just command our grounding cords to come to present time. And notice how that feels. Notice if you feel a little more quiet, a little more relaxed in the body. And just take a breath and bring yourself right, centered, balanced. And this is the template that Metatron gave us. Before we go there, though, let's just get a little more quiet. When you really anchor in the tools, there isn't a need to go into a big exercise. With a breath, you can breathe yourself there. Yet the foundation, it's like creating a reference point for the body and for the spirit to know where to go. And that's what we're going to do right now. So again, take a breath. You hear me say that? There's a that brings you right to present time, and that the infinite wisdom of the Creator is held within the breath. So I want you to bring your attention to the heart chakra. And let's use that balancing meditation that Archangel Gabriel gave to us, and that's breathe in the love and then breathe out the light. Breathe in the light. Breathe in the love. And just keep that going in a comfortable rhythmic breath for just a moment. I imagine you notice you feel quieter. And I'll ask you, Catherine, how are you feeling?
Very quiet, beautiful.
Good. So notice yourself now compared to when we first started the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing is, this is a walking around space. Things are quieter. It's easier to hear guidance and your intuition and your discernment. All of the tools and gifts are right there in the space. But we just allow the body to be more at ease. So I want you to be aware that your chakra system, which is very important, the top of your head is your crown chakra, and above that, there's the eighth chakra. If you were to reach your hand straight up, it's right about there, over your head. Some refer to this as the higher mind. It's also a gateway to all that is. And so we're going to go there right now. So just not without going, and I kind of said that not in the best way, we're not going to go to, we're going to stay very present and grounded in the body. But with a portion of our attention, just bring your awareness to that eighth chakra. Feel yourself very present in the body, but just be aware of that chakra above your head. And what we do is kind of step outside of the chakra. Nothing to figure out or know, just allow. And we access all that is from this place. So we'll call on Lord Metatron and the beings of light and ask for their assistance. We ask for them to bring the template of neutrality for us to experience and embody. So now with your breath, from that eighth chakra, stepping all that energy into the eighth chakra, let's just draw that right down into the physical body. Bring it right down into the heart center. And feel neutral. Feel what neutrality feels like. And let's even expand this to go to all the cells of the body. And feel what that feels like. Let's bring down one of those mid-level words. Let's bring down balance. So again, from that eighth chakra, stepping outside of that into all that is and asking, what does balance feel like with neutrality? And let's bring that living word and that frequency of balance. And let's just align that with neutrality, breathing that into the physical body. Taking it from the eighth chakra, breathing it right down into the heart center. Imagine how this can assist us being in well-being by being neutral with balance. Imagine the hormonal system being in this balance. So take a breath. Let's ask, what does balance feel like? And let's see a word. It feels to me calm, quiet. How does it feel to you, Catherine?
That's what it's even. It's calm is a perfect word. It's just the whole sense of peace.
Yet we still feel vibrant, able to move around and function, right? So let's just hold this in. And let's intend to walk around in this state, but let's also try unhappy. And Metatron said we don't need to do this alone. And that's when I went, okay. So that's why I call on him to assist and go back to that eighth chakra, still very present in the body, in the physical, not going to, but bringing a portion of my awareness there. And stepping outside and saying, let's bring in happy, still neutral, still in balance, and just allow that to flow in. You know, we've got that column of light that flows through the center of our bodies. It's just there, whether you've known it or not. And that's what brings the energetics of these living frequencies, these words, down. Just allow that to flow from the eighth chakra right down into the heart. And feel happy. And allow that to build. Let it be easy. You might first even feel it in your heart. Let your heart smile. Your heart can do that. Can you feel the difference of how that changes all the energy a bit? So what do you notice, Catherine?
Well, first of all, I'm smiling, and it feels like a whole sense of sparkling. So I have this, it's like a blanket, this cozy blanket on me with all this sparkling joy, like, throughout it. And it just feels wonderful.
Mm. Ooh, I love that. No wonder you didn't want to speak. But yet, what a beautiful description, and I feel it, and sometimes it's almost hard to find the words, but I love that description. It feels to me like it's taken the neutral and the balance and just added that spark. It's like, yeah, and I love the way the smile crept across your face. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So I love your blanket example because you've heard me say to try on the living words like a hat or a coat. So see that blanket just wrapped around you. Mm. And the beautiful thing is when you are holding this frequency, this vibration of neutrality with balance and or adding in happy or ease or peace, look at how the other feelings, like the strings of words, come with that. And can you imagine the difference experiencing life as you walk around in this space? The choice is just so available to how do you want to choose? It's nothing to fix, nothing broken, just to be. And your body, how does your physical body feel?
Oh, I feel quite comfortable. And I even had some discomfort in my right hip before we started, and I'm not feeling that at all right now.
Wonderful. I'm happy to hear that. And let's actually anchor this in. So see yourself drawing from the heart center where we brought in, and let's make a triad, a triangle of these words. Holding them in sacred geometry makes them even stronger, creates a stability and a reference point. So let's, in your mind, create a triangle, and we'll put neutrality on the bottom line. We'll put balance on the left line. And then happy on the right line. And breathe that right into the heart chakra. And let's take that down and bring it into the very first chakra, into the root chakra. And let's call in the elementals of the earth and help this to really ask them to bring the energy of foundation so that this can be your foundation. And let that assist the hip to remain in this place of neutrality with balance and happy. And let's even add, too, by bringing this to the second chakra, the creativity chakra. What creative ways will you experience yourself being in neutral, balance, and happy? And now let's bring that to the third chakra. Align your will, the will center, to yes, I do want to experience myself in this triad of these living words, neutrality, balance, happy. Take a breath. And loop it right back into the heart. Well, Catherine, I'm so grateful you asked the question, and I hope this helped.
Oh, absolutely. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Perfect. It feels great to me. I'm enjoying the space, and I know I have benefited tremendously from this template. So use this, and I'm grateful that you asked the question. Is there anything coming to your mind that you'd like to ask or share before we're complete?
No, I look forward to using this daily. I really appreciate this. This is wonderful. I feel so good.
Well, I thank you so much for asking again and allowing me to guide you in this kind of anchoring in and answering a little bit more about neutrality, and I look forward to hearing of your experiences. So thank you so much and many blessings.
And to you also, Pam.